Oh, boy.
Rest in peace, Gidget.
Yes, right. And rest in peace, John Fox's career with the Bears. That was the moment. If I'd only known he had a pet monkey as a kid, because I didn't have a teddy bear. I had a teddy monkey when I was a kid.
I was a huge Curious George fan, so
yeah,
I could relate.
Yeah, and so I.
But that was a stuffed animal, bro.
Yeah,
and my parents didn't have a monkey in the backyard. We went with a dog, something a little more traditional.
I pretended that monkey was real, and that monkey was my own character. It was the beginning of the creation of these characters.
It's the start of your radio show.
Was it Ro
and his stuffed animal monkey?
Jim the monkey, and Jim was
Jim.
Jim had an attitude about everything. So a little bit of a...
Oh, is that where you get it from?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jim
okay.
was like, listen, don't listen to a word these people are saying to you.
Would you, like, break a vase and be like, Jim did it?
No, Jim would point at me with his, like, gnarled fingers that, you know, by the time, you know, like, it thrown up on that thing so many times, it had been washed, that the fingers fell off.
Wait, so what did little Ro Khan do when he finally either, one, lost the monkey, because that's what happened, or the mom takes it away, or we don't know what happened to the monkey, it's gone, and it ended up in the trap. Like, what happened? What was your reaction? Do you remember that moment?
No, the monkey's still with me.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind.
That explains so much.
That might explain why the monkey's still there and two wives are gone. I think that might explain a few things.
Explains a lot. Okay.
Our broadcast at the United Center is being brought to you by Citgo. Citgo is fueling good. And the Carnarvon Wagon, which is rolling right now, is being brought to you by It's Just Lunch. And speaking of the Carnarvon Wagon, the United Center has provided us, Chef Mike couldn't make it today, but has provided us with the best of Chicago here, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's they have this thing called Chicago Plate that they do where you go around and it's a bunch of Chicago restaurants that have either pop-ups or set stands for the entire season here.
Yeah.
And then Chicago Pours, which is local area, you know, beers and drinks and things like that. And so Big Star, which is one of the great taco joints in North America. I mean, if you
incredible.
Ever you go to Big Star on any given night, there is, even tonight when it's like 0 degrees outside, there will be a line. It'll be 45 minutes to get in to, you know, go sit outside and eat a taco. The Wood Grain Neapolitan Pizzeria in Chicago has sent their selections.
That
as
one's
well.
Just eyeing me down. It's got bacon on the top. Good God.
Lily Q's Pulled Pork Sandwich. Ironworks Classic Steak Sandwich. Mrs. Levy's Deli, which is, one of the, the entire Levy organization, the people who do all the stadium food all over the country now, it all started with a deli, essentially.
Oh.
And here you go. Here's Mrs. Levy's Deli. And that's the Stockyard. That's corned beef and pastrami, piled high with coleslaw, Swiss cheese, and Russian dressing.
My diet had a good run.
That is your standard. You eat that, and you aren't really hungry for dinner.
No, and or for breakfast tomorrow. You're good to go for like 48 hours.
They say, it's a 2,000 calorie a day diet. Really? That's 2,000 calories a bite. The Legacy Burger. The LQ Chicken Shack this fried chicken sandwich. I've had this. It's spectacular. That is there. And then the and Chicago Pours, but they brought Palomas and Old Barns.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the drinks.
Yeah,
I'm thirsty.
Violetta, can you go like full waitress mode for us and start grabbing them?
That's funny.
It's in your blood. That's what I figured.
Yeah, she loves it when you bring that up. She's a big, big fan. So we want to thank
there
them for doing all of that. And let me just explain very quickly. The Paloma is a Don Julio Blanco.
This is so good, and it's like baby pink.
That's the
Paloma you have.
That's the Paloma. Elderflower, lime, grapefruit, bubble water.
So fresh. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be good. Now you just keep.
Wait, you can just keep drinking this.
She's chugging it. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of
we still got an hour and change, hour 45 left in the show, Violetta.
Let me tell you something, Eisenhower Expressway. I always hate you and your travel times and your Mannheim and your post office. Go blank yourself. And I'm looking at you, Dan Ryan, too.
Skip any
jerk.
Yeah, that's...
And then they brought the Old Barn, which is Tanqueray.
I mean, don't mind if I do.
Oh, dear God.
Elderflower. They're bringing in the elderflower.
Ooh,
right
this
now.
One's a little sweet.
Lemon, honey, and ginger beer.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely taste the honey. Yeah.
Elderflower, hot tonight. All mm-hmm. over the place.
There you go.
I think you'll like the palm.
It's already hit her.
So what was it her. Called? The Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Blackhawk. Saved by the bell,
yeah,
literally.
They saved you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
like, yeah. That's the Paloma.
By the Paloma.
Mm-hmm.
It's very all exotic.
All right. And here. She had two sets.
No.
Oh, my God.
Both drinks are halfway
this
down.
Is gonna get
I don't
ugly.
They're just so good. TGIF is all I got to say.
Here's, this is where it begins and ends, by the way, for her career. All right, here we go. Let's open this thing up, shall we?
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
It's always a very fun time of the day. Oh, no, now they're sharing drinks with the kids. Are you, can I see your driver's licenses?
your real one, not your
okay,
older
wait,
sister's.
What, yeah, what year was I born?
That's right.
What's
exactly.
The cutoff?
Wait, right.
You want my zip code? Come on. That's a little intrusive. Just look at the ID I gave you.
They ever ask you what your astrological sign is? That's one of my favorite bouncer tricks.
No.
Because it, you know, you have like the wrong.
That's a good one.
That is a good
really
one.
Good one.
Nobody's going to think of that.
But
one
at that point, if they're asking you a question, you probably know you're not getting in.
Yeah,
that's probably true. We're giving pro tips to kids to use their fake ID. What are we doing?
At that point, grab the ID and run. No, I'm just kidding.
Kids, the most important thing is to learn the astrological sign
exactly.
associated with your fake birthday.
Or pay the bouncer $20 to give the ID back, and then turn around and run. But you didn't hear that from us.
All right. Checking in at
number five.
All right, tough military action against North Korea remains an option if diplomatic efforts fail. This, according to, basically, the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. He was asked about the president's tweet thread about the bigger, more powerful button. Hey, take a look at my button. You like my button? It's my button. Is it cold in here?
That should be my new pickup line at the bar. Because I'm always stockpiling these pickup lines. Hey, want to see my nuclear button? And something along those lines. That might be a bit much.
For girls, it could be like, does my button look big?
Yeah. I want to incorporate this into like bar talk. Nuclear button talk. How do you think that'll go?
I don't think it'll go. Maybe better for the girl than it does for the guy. Yes,
it's going to be explosive.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dude.
Oh, God.
Because it's a bomb.
Anyway. The point here is that Tillerson said that North Korea understands that, this is a type of rhetoric.
I think the rhetoric that North Korea understands is, while it is our objective, and the president's been very clear, to achieve a denuclearization through diplomatic efforts, those diplomatic efforts are backed by a strong military option if necessary. That is not the first choice, and the president's been clear that's not his first choice. But it is important that North Koreans, as well as other regional players, understand how high the stakes are.
All right. That guy has a way to make you almost fall asleep while you're listening to a sentence.
Mr. Electric, Rex Tillerson.
You know, he made a point. I watched this whole interview. He made a point in that he doesn't really know Donald Trump. It's everybody's distancing themselves from everybody else around.
I've never even met him. What are you talking about? Everyone's like,
it's essentially what he's saying. He goes, listen, at the same time, he goes, you know, I spent a lot of time with him. I probably spent more time with him than anybody other than, John Kelly or H.R. McMaster or, Jim Mattis. Those are the people who spend the most amount of time. But people got to remember, I never met the guy before he was president of the United States. So it's like, I don't know. I can't be responsible for anything happened here. And then they asked if he's going to stay, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm staying for the whole rest of the year. No one's told me that I'm not staying. I'm staying. No one said anything to me. I'm going to be here. And by, like, the 22nd of January, when he's gone, the problem is going to be the – because he's got to be there a year. Apparently that has some sort of an impact on – there is some – that you're going to start to see after the 20th. A bunch of people leaving, and they had to stay a year for to accrue a certain amount of credit toward, especially for Tillerson. This is about how his blind trust is being treated. If he stays there more than a year, he's able to to actually not incur a tax penalty on his blind trust if he's there more than a year.
Well, I'm glad all that's being factored into
trust me,
the democracy of America.
Well, it is. If you had my kind of money and you'd done the sorts of things I've done and seen the kind of things I have seen and heard in the last year, you'd want every single cent you could possibly get, too.
That's understandable.
That's right. He
looked very, sort of pale. And, like, he's lost weight. Right. It was kind of like, I mean, he's got this look like it's not that, you know, like, Rex Tillerson's kind of a robust guy, and he looks like he's constantly, you know, on a golf course.
Right. Right?
He's got that look.
Kind of a guy's guy.
Yeah. Like, his feet are totally alabaster white, and his legs are tan.
Right.
You know, he's got that kind of thing going. And he's, but he's sort of like,
I can't really say anything to you right now, but I just want you to look into my eyes, and I'm going to blink to you in Morse code the combination to my door to get me out of here in the middle of the night.
Now, then he got it, and if, as if it weren't bad enough, he then had to be asked about whether or not the president is crazy.
I've never questioned his mental fitness. I have no reason to question his mental fitness. My relationship with him, and it is a developing one, and I remind people, and I think it's well known, that he and I did not know one another before he asked me to serve as Secretary of State. So we don't have a lot of history and past, so part of this is us knowing, coming to learn and understand one
You're
another.
You're also two different kinds of people.
Well, and we have different management styles. How I make decisions, how I process information, I have to learn how he takes information in, processes it, and makes decisions.
Once again, I'd like to remind everybody I had no idea who this guy was, except from that TV show, and I don't have time to watch TV shows because I'm a very important, very busy executive. Please get me out of here.
Oh, my God.
Godspeed, Rex Tillerson.
Yes, Godspeed, Rex Tillerson. But the problem is, you know, the thing is we've kind of grown to know and respect some of these people, and we don't really want to see them go. I really don't want to see Rex Tillerson go, because then the next thing you know, Jared's going to be the Secretary of State.
Oh, God.
And I don't think that's going to be good for anybody.
Keep it in the family.
Sort of like Jeff Sessions. You want to keep him now as the Attorney General, because who knows? He's going to have that guy that runs the, it's always on Fox News Channel, who's his private lawyer, become the new Attorney General, Jay Sekulow.
Eventually, it's going to be Trump and Barron running everything. Just those two. All by themselves.
By the way, I'd take Barron right now. I'm watching that kid. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, he seems like maybe the sharpest one of the whole. He's seen the whole thing, and he doesn't want any part of it. He's almost like, Mom, when do we get to go?
Right. He's watching from afar.
Yeah.
Mom, when's my 18th birthday?
Mom, I think you should leave Dad and go off with that Slovenian guy that we saw on TMZ.
Boom, 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 boom.
He has a Vespa, Mom.
Seems like a nice guy.
He does. He seems like a nice guy. He'd be good. Go on dates. Yeah. It'd be good. Yeah. We should get out there.
Go somewhere warm. You know, let's get away.
This has been hard for you. I totally understand.
Let's get away, you know, forever.
Mom, I don't want to go in the helicopter again. Dad keeps repeating the same stories over and over and over again.
Get the kid a pet monkey already. He deserves it.
I don't want any more McDonald's Happy Meals. Dad just keeps eating McDonald's.
Doesn't Dad get it that McDonald's is bad for me?
Can we get a home-cooked meal, please? Been eating chicken nuggets for a year straight.
He keeps stealing my Happy Meal toy.
Checking in at
number four.
During Michael Wolff's appearance today on the NBC Today show, he explained the parts of his new book in which he reports that the president is surrounded by advisors who highly doubt his mental fitness. Excuse me.
According to your reporting, everyone around the president, senior advisors, family members, every single one of them questions his intelligence and fitness for office.
Let me put a marker in the sand here. 100% of the people around him.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Including Barron. I think Dad might be losing it.
Mr. Wolf, I'd like to sit down for an interview. A few things to share with you.
I have a few things I'd like to tell you, if you don't mind.
We can do a whole other two or three chapters on this alone.
You know, my half-sister is really mean to me. You know who the one? You know the one that the interview that I think someone's got to eventually get is the lost Trump, Tiffany.
Tiffany,
right? The one that they made take her own car at the inauguration, and that they, you know, the boys and Ivanka don't talk to her, and then and Melania is always side eyeing her.
The
stepmom side eye, and she's like, what did she ever do? Right?
She was too nice. She doesn't fit in. Who is this woman?
She got born. She didn't do anything bad, right?
And then, yeah, but she kind of seems like she has an attitude about her.
Well, I would too if I were her,
right?
And her fashion's not up to par. She should buy some of Ivanka's fashion.
See, well, that would help. That would help her get along. But she probably looks up to her sister, like, can I get something? No.
No, Ivanka's actually really nice to her. I see them on Instagram. They're buddies. I think Ivanka's the bridge, being like, hey, Dad, this is your daughter. We must talk to her.
Forgot about her.
Savannah Guthrie then asked this Michael Wolff guy to elaborate on the parts of his book in which Trump is characterized as being less than intellectual. He continued to insist that Trump's senior advisors might think that Trump's not the smartest guy in the room.
You said that these senior people insult his intelligence. What are the kinds of things people would say?
They say he's a moron, an idiot. Actually, there's a competition to sort of get to the bottom line here of who this man is. Let's remember, this man does not read, does not listen. So he's like a pinball, just shooting off the sides.
I just wanted to say one thing. I only called him a moron once in public. But don't ask Ma Tillerson about it, because she gets an earful every time I get home.
It's interesting. There was an interesting story today. There's a guy who writes for Politico who he was assigned to do one thing: watch Fox News and then follow the president's Twitter account and see which things he's reacting to on the Fox News channel, specifically from Fox and Friends. And the Tuesday morning tweet storm all came off of things that were happening during, including a happy birthday to Lee Greenwood, you know, the country music guy.
Yeah, proud to be American.
Right. Because Fox, going to a commercial break, had a little slide up that said, you know, happy birthday to the guy. And then 5 seconds later, there's happy greet, you know. And then the president misidentified Lee Greenwood's Twitter handle when he did it. It was
the wrong guy.
It wasn't the real Lee Greenwood. It was, you know, some other Lee Greenwood. It was.
Well, Twitter's very difficult about verifying these days, so it's hard to tell.
Because you just got verified on Twitter?
Verified. Nice.
That was the worst humble brag of all time.
Nice segue, Violetta.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Okay.
There you go.
A live broadcast from United Center before the Blackhawks take on the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Brought to you by GEICO. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. All right, here we go. Top 5 of 5 continues. We have worked our way all the way up to
number 3.
Get well wishes for Alex Trebek. Oh, no. 77-year-old. Of course, the host of Jeopardy for, 100 years. And I don't know how that quite works out. Has placed the show on hiatus as he recuperates from surgery. They're hoping that they will be able to get the show up and going by the beginning of February.
Surgery was performed. After 2 days in the hospital, I came home to start recovery. The prognosis is excellent, and I expect to be back in the studio taping more Jeopardy programs very, very soon. And I want to thank all of you for your concern.
You forgot to say what is.
Classic.
I'm sorry, we don't accept that apology, because he didn't say who is Alex Trebek.
Number 2.
Last night, Jimmy Kimmel joked about the new Michael Wolff book, which Donald Trump's lawyers have tried to stop from getting published. But, it went on for sale this morning.
But here's the thing. This is what I would ask Donald Trump. If you don't want people to read a book about you, why would you take legal action to try to stop people from reading the book about you? I wasn't going to buy the book. I was just going to read the excerpts in magazines and move on. But now that Trump's lawyers are going all out to try to stop it from being published, I'm buying 20 copies. I can't buy enough of this book. I'll buy it for my parents.
And finally, nope, nope. Yes, yes.
Number one.
There you go. This is not as easy as it looks, Kev. Not even Tom Brady was spared from Rob Gronkowski's comedy crosshairs in Gronk's Showtime stand-up special. Who thought this was a good idea? The Patriots tight end joked about Brady being a Super Bowl loser without him.
Sick joke, Gronk.
Gronk took on Brady during his set in Unsportsmanlike Comedy with Rob Gronkowski, which debuts later today.
You know, I had another crazy request one time. Hey, Gronk, you know, I know you don't know me that well, but can you please bring me to Tom's mansion? I'm like, I haven't even been there. It's been 7 years since I've known that guy. 7 years. Without me, he would have zero Super Bowl rings. I don't know how that's possible. I didn't know him after his first three, but he would have zero. Yo, Tom, where the f*** do you live anyways? I'm coming over, man. Yo, Tom, I need some avocado ice cream too, please. Some walnuts, a side salad. Thank you, Tom. Maybe I can play till I'm 40 like you.
You know, a lot of people, when they see the Super Bowl shuffle, they stop and they go, well, why did they think that was a good idea? And I promise you, in 20 years, Gronkowski is going to look back on this and go, why did I think this was a good idea?
He also found a way to finish the year with 69 receptions, and he had a conscious decision to do that. He had 69 catches.
Did he drop? No, he basically was out
of the picture in the final week of the season, and he thinks it's really funny to drop the number 69. He does it in press conferences all the time. So that's Rob Gronkowski for you.
Oh, my God.
69 receptions for 1,084 yards and 8 touchdowns.
1,069 yards. He ran backwards right. for 18 yards just so he could.
That's something he would do.
Yeah. All right. Do you mind if we close this thing up and
wrap
then Judy's news coming your way in 2 minutes?
The top five at five.